Guys, how's it going? Welcome to the 5 Minutes Post podcast, where I, Karan Thavrani, give you the top sports stories of the day. Is that the Indian cricket team has a new coach. Ravi Shastri has been given the job until the 2019 World Cup. Sehwag was the other front runner, but given Kohli's preference for Ravi Shastri, it was a mere formality until the BCCI announced Shastri as the head coach. Zaheer Khan has been appointed as the bowling coach and Rahul Dravid has been appointed as a batting consultant for specific overseas tours. I hope these specific overseas tours are tours like England, Australia or South Africa rather than Zimbabwe or West Indies. Moving on to football, the top story here certainly is Ames Rodriguez's move to Bayern Munich. However, the strange thing is that it's not a permanent transfer but a 2-year loan deal. At least I find it strange as to how such a big name is getting loaned out at the peak of his career. Probably Real Madrid might use it to their advantage when in the Champions League final and Rodriguez, who has had a fantastic season, cannot play because it's against his parent club. The deal comes with an option to buy, so that's some respite. Not one but two players have returned to their former clubs today. Jack Cock has signed for Burnley from Swansea on a 4-year deal. Cock was at Burnley on loan back in 2010 and 2011 when he was a Chelsea player. Another player who has returned to his former club is Steve Mandanda. Mandanda looked almost certain to retire at Marseille given he'd played 300 times for them. But then he joined Crystal Palace last season, which in hindsight looks like an absolute waste of a season. But now he's back at Marseille on a 3-year contract. This one is huge. Gianluigi Donnarumma, who looks certain to leave AC Milan, has today signed a 4-year contract extension. Talking about Chelsea youth players and loan deals, they go hand in hand, don't they? Chelsea loaned out two players earlier in the day. First to go was Charlie Colquitt to Vitesse Arnhem, which has become Chelsea's favourite loan destination. And then left-back Ola Aina was loaned out to championship club Hull City for the season. Another huge transfer of the day, and this one has just come in. Juventus have signed Douglas Costa from Bayern Munich for a reported €46 million. No news on the contract yet, so I'm guessing that's going to be happening around now. Moving on to Wimbledon, there was just one match in the men's singles, which was Novak Djokovic's match against Andre Mannarino. Djokovic won in straight sets, but the main concern was Djokovic, who wasn't really happy playing the match today. The match was actually supposed to be played yesterday, but because Nadal's match went on for so long, which he eventually lost, Djokovic didn't get to play, and he had to play today. So Djokovic called for a final set tiebreak after the match got over today. He said that there should be the final set tiebreak in order to help schedule matches. Djokovic also mentioned the epic match between John Isner and Nicholas Mahut, and he was like, "Is that the reason you're not keeping a tiebreak in the fifth set?" Moving on to women's singles, there were all four matches played today of the quarterfinals. In the first one, Venus Williams beat Jelena Ostapenko in straight sets, 6-3, 7-5. Garbine Muguruza beat Svitolina Kuznetsova in straight sets, 6-3, 6-4. Johanna Konta beat second seed Simona Halep, 6-7, 7-6, 6-4. And finally, the upset of the day, Magdalena Rybarikova, who is unseeded, beat 24th seed Coco Vandeweghe in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3. So your semi-final lineup is the 10th seed Venus Williams, the 14th seed Garbine Muguruza, 6th seed Johanna Konta, and Magdalena Rybakova, who I believe is ranked outside the top 400 in the world currently. So that is something. Anyways, that's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and see you all tomorrow.